You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Los Angeles, this is The Startup, and I'm Monique Leray. How's it going today? First day of spring, and you know what? Pretty soon that fireplace is going to be taking a break. But right now, welcome back to the show. And I'm really excited because today we have a power-packed show. It's an eclectic show. We've got everything from game show, veteran casting directors, to fitness gurus, to natural skincare products, to tax time, of course, with our Southern badass, Christina Charpentier-Biddle. And it's going to be a great show. So why don't we dive right in? And my first guest, we are going to try to do it a different way, I believe. If we don't get her on live streaming, we're going to actually get her on the phone. And Beverly Pomerantz, I've known her for many years. I met her on the show Blind Date. She was one of the casting people there. And if you guys have ever been on a show in Los Angeles or seen any of the shows, game shows in the last 10 to 15, 20 years, Beverly's probably casted it. Everyone knows her. Hello? She's a really wonderful person, down to earth, really can get you to talk in any interview, and just a really warm-hearted woman. So I'm really glad that she's going to be joining us here soon, as soon as we can get some technical things worked out. While we're doing that, I wanted to just go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors. Happy spring, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Spring has sprung, so hopefully those grapes are doing well over there. So shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines and Leah Solberg, as well as La Casa del Camino and Laguna Beach. Thank you so much for being a sponsor and a partner here. And we've got some really cool things coming up with them as well. So Ronan, do you think we've got Miss Beverly on the phone, or maybe
I'm on the phone? The
oh, hello, Beverly. Welcome to the Startup.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. Thank you for having me, Miss Monique.
It's a pleasure. I tried to introduce you, but you know what? Go ahead and introduce yourself in case people don't know who you are here in Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh, I have so much to say. My name is Beverly Pomerantz, and I've been casting game shows for over 30 plus years. And it's been really a lot of fun. I met tons of people. I met Monique. I've met, you know, very interesting people. I've helped people. I've had fun. It's been silly. It's been an adventure. And it's been great. I've worked on a lot of shows and a lot of game shows like Family Feud and Let's Make a Deal and Price is Right. And I worked with Classic Concentration with Alex Trebek.
Wow. You know, and that's what's really cool about your career. You know, I find that you've been able to see, like, how the game shows have evolved and, you know, how we call people in for casting. Why don't you share with us how you fell into this genre of work, and, you know, tell us, you know, how it's been for you to see it kind of change over the years.
And it has changed. Well, years ago, I worked at banks, and I remember thinking, I want to work with people that are in a good mood, not in a bad mood. I didn't know it was game shows at the time. And then one day I left the bank. I was working somewhere else, called a girlfriend. I went to Merrill Heater's home, who created the Hollywood Squares. He hired me on the spot. I was very blessed. I worked on All-Star Blitz, and I was just front office. And then one of the casting people asked me to start auditioning. I was very, very, very nervous. I thought my heart was going to give out. And after 3 days of auditioning, I went, I'm more nervous than them, but they think they're more nervous than I am. So just go have fun with it. And, you know, it kind of started. And then they asked me to go out and look for people in the field, not just find people online. So that was great, because you get to meet people and change their lives on a face-to-face. And, that wouldn't normally audition for a game show.
It's funny it's funny that you mentioned you wanted to do something that made you happier. You were kind of bummed out at the bank, because I think a lot of us casting and producing people kind of came from places like that. You know, we wanted to do something that, you know, was creative and involved a happier environment, and we could be, you know, our outgoing selves. And you mentioned going out into the field. You're perfect for that. How did you find that atmosphere when you first went to cast in the field?
Well, I worked with Art Alesi. He's no longer. He said to me one day, very quickly, I think you need to go out. I didn't know what he was talking about, to be honest. I was like a nervous wreck. I said, what do you mean? Go out.
Yeah.
So I would go to the market and I just go up to people and I would chat with them for a minute. And I say, oh, you know, I'm casting this game show and maybe you'd like to come in. And then the more I did it, the easier it became. And it was just a lot of fun because, like I said, these are people that were unsuspecting. They had no idea. And a lot of times it's, you know, depending on the game show, because I taught a game show seminar and I used the word papa, your promptness, your appearance, your personality, and your ability, you know, and it's really important when you go audition because you want to be prompt. So they know that you're going to be at the studio on time. They want to make sure you look okay. So your appearance, your personality, are you outgoing? Are you fun? Are you very shy and quiet? And then are your ability, do you know how to play the game? And
right.
Those are important things to remember for, you know, and I wanted to tell viewers, when I worked at the bank, I find everything in life, it's like a learning experience. So I tell people, don't work for the job, have the job work for you. Because of the bank, it got me to work around people, and I didn't know yet I was going to work in game shows, but it kind of opened me up. And then I just realized that, hey, if we enjoy, even if we're not real happy with the job, if we enjoy something about the job, make it work for us.
Yeah.
Be silly, you know, do something important and within your own heart that can help somebody else maybe. And that's what I did. And then it worked out for me. So I was very, and in fact, how I got the job at Family Feud, there was a game show offer and I knew it wasn't right for me. And so I went to Family Feud, a friend of mine worked there, and Howard Felcher, I met him. I walked into the office. He wasn't there. My producer, who I met for lunch, said, okay, let's leave. And in 1 second, if this happened in really a split of a second, I was going to go to lunch with him and I never would have gotten the job. We're walking down the hallway and we could see Howard coming down the hall, and Jerry Modine introduced me to him, and I got the job within 5 minutes. I wasn't even looking. They hired me for Family Feud. So I worked on that for 8 years. And
what?
I have funny,
that's
funny
awesome.
Stories.
That's, but you know, now that you're saying that, it reminds me of, that's kind of the way it is. Yeah, we send our resume in. Yeah, we post up on Reality Staff. Shout out to realitystaff.com. Yeah, we post up on all the sites, but it really is those meet and greets, those chance meetings. Hey, what are you working on these days? And then you're at the right cocktail hour and someone's hiring for the next show. I mean, I got like half my work done.
What? See, then, and that's great that you do that, Monique, because you're very outgoing. And if you feel something, you say something. And it reminds me, I went on a job for MTV and everybody was 23 and I wasn't. And I thought, I'm not going to go up there. They're not going to hire me. And so my girlfriend got mad at me and said, you just go. I said, okay. So I went up, I see the producer, everybody's in their 20s and 30s. I look him right in the eye and I shake his hand and I said, I just want you to know I'm 24 and I wear, his name is Barry. I said, I'm 24 and I wear sparkles. And he hired me right then and there and I got the job.
It's awesome.
And I worked with him for many years after that. I worked on Girls Behaving Badly with him. I worked on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with him. They hired me for a lot of shows. But the girl before me, they kept stopping tape. They couldn't tape the show because they didn't have enough people. And so I would go to the rav places, you know, all me dressed conservatively. It was funny. So sometimes you just have to think outside the box.
That's absolutely right. And create the environment that you want. Although we would be remiss if we didn't say that a lot of our jobs were highly dysfunctional. I mean, we are a reality show dysfunctional family. Like one show, you guys are fighting with each other. You know what I mean? Like one time you're fighting with each other, you got to go on the road and they hate you. And then the next show, I'm your boss or you're my boss and we have to get along. I mean, there was a lot of instances like that for me. I don't know about for you, but.
No, it's so funny you say that because I was working on a show and I kept saying, I love my job. I'm so lucky. I love this job. And I go into the producer's office. He was upset with one of the girls I worked with because she did something she wasn't supposed to do. I don't remember what it was. And then I walk out and I go, oh my God, I hate my job. It was so funny.
It is.
You love your job and then something goes wrong and you go, oh my gosh, you know, is it too much? But it's not really, you know, it's just that instant. It's funny.
It was definitely one of those transitional jobs for me and careers where, you know, a lot of you can really make your own hours and you can really just get the job done. That's the bottom line. Just you got to get the cast, or because you're only as good as your last show, right? You're only as good, and you're always selling yourself. You're always on, which is a great skill to hone in on if you're going to go into any sales or marketing position, because you're selling yourself, but then you're selling the cast that you just found to the producers, right?
No, exactly. And I think you just said it the correct way, because there are a lot of actors, once they're, no matter how big they are, once their job is finished, they go, what am I going to get another job? Am I going to get another acting job? So it's the same thing in casting game shows. You know, I've been very blessed. I have been. But, you know, you still worry. You think, are they going to hire me? Now they get a lot younger people. They don't even know who you are anymore. But, you know, I've been fortunate, and I've been, you know, really good at what I do. So, and I care about what I do, and I care about the people.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. And I've worked with really good people.
So. You're a legend, Beverly. You're not going anywhere. But I want people to follow you on social media. So for the last few minutes we have with you, why don't you tell us what you're working on, how you've been navigating the pandemic, and where people can find you on social media?
Well, it's so interesting because I'm not casting a show. I just finished casting House Hunters. I asked a friend, just asked if I could help her with that. So but I have Common Knowledge on TV right now. I just did Let's Make a Deal, and I have People Puzzlers on. And I still, even if I'm not working on a show, I have put more people on, you know, I still take names and numbers. And I say, look, I'm not working on a show now, but who knows next week? They can't believe it. So, follow me. I'm on Instagram, but I don't really post that much on Instagram. But when I'm out and about, look, you know, I can meet you in a bathroom and put you on a game show, which has happened a number of times.
Same here. Airplane bathroom. Spell out your name for everybody. Give us your hashtags on social media, on Instagram and Facebook.
My name is Beverly Pomerantz.
You can just write at Beverly Pomerantz.
Pomerantz. Yes. You can just, and I wrote a script called A Cast of Characters. It's all about behind the scenes of a game show. And it's really, really funny. And there's so many game shows out there now. So if anybody wants to read an amazing script, I've got a really funny, I've had readings with it. And it's been, and these are all really real things that have happened. I'll tell you one really quick, funny story. I was on Family Feud. We had a woman, a family that I found. She was just about to go to the podium, hit the button. She yelled out, "All right, I'm ready." She's from the South. She goes, "All right, I'm ready." And her underpants fell down. They get caught on her ankles, and one of the girls I worked with grabbed the underwear, pushed her on stage, and she yelled out, "That's the last time I'm wearing my underpants over my pantyhose." I said, "Nadine, what happened?" And she goes, "Well, Beverly, I have my arms up in the air. I hear popping. They're my bloomers." It was so funny. I have
many memories. That's right. And it truly is just how you move forward when those bloopers happen. But check out Beverly, you guys. She's awesome. She's a legend in our casting world, game shows. If you want to be in a game show, reach out to Beverly. Like she says, she's always finding new talent, and you never know when it could be your turn. And Beverly, we're excited to hear more about this script. So we'll check in with you really soon. How about that?
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. It was really nice talking with you, and hopefully giving your viewers something to think about to get on a game show.
Yes, my pleasure, and we will see you very soon. All right, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Bye, love. That was Beverly Pomerantz, you guys. She's the queen of game show casting, reality casting here in Los Angeles and nationwide, actually. So if you are interested in being on a game show, if you are interested in her script that she's written about game shows, bloopers, and behind the scenes for many years, follow her on Facebook or Instagram, and it's Beverly Pomerantz. And I love you. I miss you. All right, you guys. I have, a full show. Shout out to Lady Ray J in St. Louis. And I think we've got Christina Charpentier Bill on the line. Oh! Hi, Christina!
Hello. how are you?
How are you, love? How you been?
I'm good. I've been doing good. How about yourself?
I'm enjoying this day of spring.
This tax season, it has been just so exciting, so many new changes, and I appreciate you having me on here again today so that we can educate your listeners and viewers.
Yes.
But thank you.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is actually 4:15, which is the tax day, and we've got you on at 4:15, which is hilarious. So you're going to give us a quick update on what you've been up to, what you've been finding. What are you excited about for this tax season?
Well, this tax season, I'm going to go through this. First of all, the tax season completely changed on March the 11th when Biden signed the Rescue Act, the American Rescue Act of 2021. It was absolutely beautiful. The law, the bill is beautiful. Anyway, so I want to cover this with you on your stimulus payments. Number one, the IRS can tell you where your tax preparer is not in charge of your stimulus. Once we file your taxes, we have nothing else to do with the tax return while it's being processed. I just want to stress that people are coming in and saying, hey, where's my stimulus? I don't know. Where's mine?
Where's right?
Another thing to this new stimulus that's coming out, it is $1,400 per person on the tax return.
Okay.
But now there are phase outs, you know, like if you make this amount of money, you only qualify for a certain amount. And if you make over this amount, you don't get any.
Right.
So the numbers start for like an individual $75,000. Then it starts to phase out between $75,000 and $80,000. So by $80,000, you don't really get any. Married filing jointly is $150,000, the low side, and then ends at $160,000. Excuse me, I'm losing my train of thought here. It's only been.
Excited, everybody. She wants to give you the scoop.
Exactly. And also, too, so exciting. The first $10,200 of unemployment is tax free.
What?
Yes. For this tax
That's
season.
Awesome. So you don't have to pay taxes on the money you already paid taxes on that they're paying you back. That is yours.
Well, actually, employees don't pay unemployment. The employer is the one that pays unemployment.
Right, but they take it out of your check, though. The state does. Well, tell me about that.
The employer pays they have a certain percentage.
Right.
And FUTA is 0.6%, so it doesn't matter what your payroll is, you're going to pay 0.6% on federal unemployment. It doesn't come out of the employee's paycheck. Same way with there's percentages, stuff like that. But it's so exciting because people who didn't have the money, the taxes held out of their checks, now they don't have to pay on the first 10-2. The first 10,000. That's amazing. Amazing.
That's really good news for people here in California as well. We really want to know that.
Absolutely. It is so important. Another thing, too, let's keep rolling here. Okay. For those of you who had to pull out of your 401k to survive last year, if you are 59 and a half and younger, you are not subject to the 10% penalty on the first $100,000 you had to pull out. So if you are, say, 40 years old and you needed to pull $10,000 out, well, you would pay 10% in taxes and then a 10% penalty. Okay? If you paid the 10% penalty when you file your 2020 taxes, you will get that money back.
Nice. That's a good birthday present for anyone that just turned 59.
Exactly. Anybody 59 and a half and younger, you do not have to pay the 10% penalty on what you pull that on the first 100,000. Okay?
Wait, hold on. Did you say 59 and a half and younger?
Do what now, honey?
Did you say 59 and a half and younger?
Yes. If you're 59 and a half younger, you have to pay a penalty on pulling your money out of a 401k.
Got it.
But if you're 59 and a half and older, you only pay taxes on it.
Got it.
That's generally the way it works. But due to the Rescue Act, that completely got rid of the penalty for any age on the first 100,000.
Beautiful. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay. Now, I've got a lot of people asking, hey, I was claimed by my parents last year. I was in college, blah, blah, blah. I didn't get any stimulus money because mama claimed me. When you go to get your taxes done, be sure to tell your tax preparer that you did not get any stimulus money last year. Even if you were claimed by your parents or someone else as a dependent, file a 2020 tax return, claim that you did not get the stimulus, and you will get the stimulus.
Nice.
So see, all of the college students last year who mom and daddy claimed, they didn't get a stimulus. Their parents got the stimulus, but they didn't. So this is a way for them to recoup. And you know what I'm saying? So, that is amazing because these kids need the money. They're getting started, you know?
Yeah, it's true. That's a great, that's going to help some people. Okay.
It really is. The Earned Income Tax Credit, it has been expanded for people who don't have children. So, like, you've got people whose kids are grown or senior citizens, too. They don't have kids.
Or people like me, right? That just don't have kids, right?
Exactly. Anybody that doesn't have kids, yes. Then it gives them more of a credit. Because, you know, if I'm not mistaken, this year it was like $535 was the maximum tax credit that a single person with no dependents would get. It has been expanded in age, number one, and the senior citizens, they're favoring the senior citizens, which is beautiful. I mean, that is amazing because senior citizens somehow or another in the last few years have gotten forgotten about. They have had their benefits taken from. And then right here, and in the bill, there are some provisions for Medicare expansion and Social Security safety. So that is something too for people. The Child Independent Credit.
It went from 532 to what? Sorry, what was the amount?
Hang on just a minute. I don't believe I have the amounts in this piece of paper. I apologize.
Okay, but it's going up. So anybody without kids, look into that. It's going up from the 532. Don't quote us around that number. And it's gone up. That's
Great. Okay. That's great. Child tax credit. For people that have kids that are under 6 years old, you get a child tax credit of $3,600. If your child is 6 to 17, you get $3,000 for child tax credit. All of it is refundable. And you can remember back to the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, the Trump thing, it only made $1,400 of your child tax credit refundable. $600 went towards what you owed. You only possibly got back $1,400. What the government's wanting to do with this law is between now and December, July and December, they're going to want to send out checks to the parents of these children so that they can go ahead and start getting their child tax credit early. So, but now remember this, when you go to file your taxes in 2022 for tax year 2021, you will not get the child tax credit on your taxes because you took an advanced credit on it. But it is 100% cash tax deductible with no taxes paid on it. Plus, it's 100% refundable. So it's not like some of your money is credited to you and some of it's cash. Parents can elect to take this money. So if you got three kids at $3,000, that's $9,000 that the parent can get between July and December. If you don't want to take your child tax credit early, you can go on the IRS website and register that you don't want to take your child tax credit early so that you will have credit for next tax season for your kids.
That's great. And I know that hopefully people are going to be going back to school. That's going to help a lot with some expenses to fill some holes there for people.
Yes, it is. Another important thing is that standard deduction is going up for 2021. Standard deduction is $12,550 for single people, which is an increase of $150. Okay. You got your Medicaid jointly, that standard deduction went at $300. Now, if you're 65 or older on your standard deduction, then you get an extra add-on, which is $1,350 more. But if you're blind and elderly, then you get an additional $1,700 on your standard deduction, which is I am so happy to see the senior citizens who started this system, paid into this system, made this country what it is. I'm very proud that they were highly favored in this bill.
That's good. Yes, we can't leave. We got it. We want grandma and grandpas out there to be taken care of, or even if they're not aunties, uncles, just people. We want everybody to be okay.
Exactly, we do. And the people who are minorities that get lost in all of this rigmarole and red tape, they're finally being able to come to the front. Somebody is prioritizing them.
Yes, yes.
And that is really a lot important.
You've got three more minutes, Christina. What other thing do you want to tell us? And then tell us where we can find you so they can hire you if you're available. I don't know. She's busy, guys.
Well, first of all, I want to say this. You need to talk to me or your accountant about other tax favored accounts for 2021, because the 529s, the Coverdell Education, the HSAs, those are great ways to defer taxes. But anyway, my name is Christina Biddle. I am the owner of Premier Accounting in Biscayne, North Carolina, and Birmingham, Alabama. I can be reached at 910-571-1092, or check out my website. It is www.premierabc1.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I can be found on those as Number One Tax Queen.
And
I'd like to also say we have expanded our services to the people. We now do bookkeeping and accounting. We look for any kind of business, small business, corporate America, but we have realized there's a need out there because people do not understand the taxation system. So what we're doing is we're doing accounting, bookkeeping, and helping people understand their P&Ls, their profit and loss statements, things like that. But anyway, if you all want to find me, again, it's 910-571-1092, and I'm Christina Biddle, and I own Premier Accounting.
You guys, you want Christina to do your taxes. She's doing mine this year. I'm going to practice what I preach, and she's a friend, and as far as I'm concerned, a family member of mine. And, you know, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you. If I'm not trying it, I wouldn't recommend it. And you know what? This person I know has a heart and soul for people, and she's going to put her all into doing you right. And I love your transparency.
Your money is my money, and that's the way I handle it, as if it's my money.
That's right. Guys, listen. Don't be fooled by this Southern accent. This is our Southern Belle badass. But you know what? She's available all over the U.S. I've seen her, you know, handle clients on the West Coast. She's dipping into the entertainment side of things. And she can handle this. Don't let that Southern draw fool you. She is available to anywhere around the country.
Exactly. Actually, anybody who has U.S.-based income, I'm qualified to do those taxes.
There you have it. All right. And you take text messages, right? You guys send her a text message. What's that number one more time?
910-571-1092. 24/7.
And it's affordable. So reach out and Christina will make it happen for you. I love you. I miss you. Thank you for making time. Mwah. See you
love
soon.
You too. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yay. Yes. And so that was Christina Charpentier Biddle, and she's the tax queen. She's the Southern Belle badass. So you guys, if you don't know, I think there's an extension also. Yeah, April 15th is the original date. I think they're giving you guys until May to file your taxes. So get your paperwork together. If it's a hot mess, you know, we all understand last year was a hot mess, but you must file and you've got to get that going. So holler at your girl, Christina. All right, let's shift gears. We have someone new. I've got some of her products right here. Lisa Dixon is next from Ivy Moon Organics. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me?
It's really, really wonderful to see you, and I'm doing well. Nice to meet you finally in person on StreamYard.
You know.
Schedules just don't
line up well, so it's difficult.
Well, I understand, you know, and being an entrepreneur and you're a mother and you've got a lot of things going, you know, my hat goes off to you making time. So why don't you introduce yourself to the viewers and listeners? Tell them who you are and what you've got going.
Oh, well, Lisa Dixon Wild. I'm a new mom. My daughter's going to be a year old next month, actually, today.
Wow.
Today she's 11 months.
Oh, yes. And what's the name of your brand? Tell everybody about your brand.
It's my daughter's name. It's Ivy Moon Organics.
Beautiful. And you're on the East Coast, right? Right now.
Yeah.
You're in New York?
No,
beautiful.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, beautiful.
Yeah.
So I have some of your samples here, Ivy Moon. Our friend Sanaya sent this to me. I'm
oh,
so
nice.
Excited. Yes, I'm so excited because one of them looks like it's got a coffee bean in it. And
yeah.
The other one looks like an Oreo cookie. It's got some really good sediment to it. Why don't you tell everybody what is in your Ivy Moon Organics and what your mission is?
Well, everything's organic in it. Even most of the essential oils. And
yeah.
So a lot of them smell, I want to say, the top ones that I make, they smell like edibles. They smell like you want to eat them, kind of.
I do. This smells like a cookie and spearmint all in one.
Yeah. One of them is like a chocolate mint patty. And the
yes.
other is a vanilla. I don't know if you probably didn't get the vanilla.
No, I have it here. Here it is. And it's got a little coffee bean or something
oh,
in the middle.
Okay.
Yes. It's gorgeous. And you know what I like about your products? It feels, because I run really, really dry. I don't drink as much water as I should. I'm guilty of that. And it just... as I put it on, it just smooths out my skin and it stays there. I don't have to reapply it so often.
Yeah, it a little goes a long way. It's very thick, but excuse me.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can just rub it all over just
beautiful.
A little bit and it'll get everywhere. Oh,
so tell us, don't need a new
one.
Tell
some
us
water.
Your, well, yeah, I mean, tell us more about your brand and, you know, when did you come up with the concept? And, you know, because there's a lot of mothers out there, a lot of fathers out there that want to start businesses. And, of course, the pandemic didn't make it any easier on people.
Oh,
how do you
absolutely.
Manage time? How did you come up with it? How did you make this happen?
Well, the idea came a couple of years ago before I actually got pregnant.
Okay.
I really wanted to make some sort of body products because I was a massage therapist for 9 years. And I always was mixing things. Like trying out textures and seeing what worked. And I just really loved creating new things. I like to cook too, but this, I really like to do this. And
this is probably fun.
It is. It's fun, actually. It's easy to do too, but with a little girl running around your feet, it's actually, it's hard to find the time to do it. So
right.
Usually I got to do it when she's sleeping and...
Yeah.
But yeah, so I had the idea a couple years ago, but the timing just wasn't right. And I had a whole different name for it. But
okay.
after my daughter was born, I decided to use her name and I had different scents. And I just changed the whole formula up and it just seems like now is the time to do it because
yeah.
I'm not going back to massage therapy. I want to stay home with my daughter. I'm going to actually, you know, she's going to go to daycare. I wanted to know people. I wanted her to get be, you know, have friends and all that stuff, but I'm going to homeschool her.
Yep.
That was
okay.
always one of my ideas to do. So,
yeah.
So yeah, I need to be home. I need to be home with her, and I'm gonna do other things besides hang out with my daughter. I need to have my time too. But so I decided to just try and create this, get this going. Because when I was a massage therapist, I was working for myself as well. But it's very physical, physically demanding, and my body was starting to hurt all the time. So I just had to leave it.
I can imagine that, because you're absorbing people's energy and you're giving out.
Absolutely. Because I'm a Reiki practitioner as well. So it was just, it just seemed like I absorbed way too much. I was just like, oof, this is too much.
Right. Well, you know, I think you said something really key there. I mean, all of what you said was, you know, inspirational, but for entrepreneurs who aren't really sure they can do it, you know, what you said was, I'm not going back. I have to make this happen, because you had this goal. And, you know, we say, let the vision pull you forward. And that vision of being there available to your daughter more emotionally and physically, and having her homeschool, but also your own you time, that vision's pulling you forward to make this happen. So you took drastic action, and now I'm holding your product in my hand here in California. So I'm excited for this. This was an idea, and that's on the startup. We really want you to know here, this was an idea, and she executed it, and now we're talking about it and we're trying it. And all it really takes is just, you know, a little bit of action, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us what your vision is for the brand in the next 12 months, and how people can find you and order your products.
I don't know. I've actually thought of this, but I don't know how big I want to create it right now, because, you know, I have to take care of my daughter. I mean, my husband does a lot for us as well, but yes, I'm the main caretaker for her. So, I would really like to get it off the ground and, start making some sort of a living with it, you know?
And it's baby steps, you know?
Yeah, it is baby steps, you know? At first I was afraid. I was like, you know, is this going to take me away from her? Because, you know, I've had that experience before when I just like was just so busy in my career. But yeah. I don't think I'm going to let that happen. I mean, if it got really big, then I would hire people, you know, that's just how it would be. So that would be awesome. It would be. I was talking to someone about that, and they were like, oh, you're going to get so busy, you're going to be screwed. And I was like, no, that's not how I see it. Because I told her I wanted to be there for Ivy. And I was like, I'll just hire people. Simple as that, you know?
Yeah.
And that would be a great problem to have, because then that's a whole ton of money coming in.
That's it. And, you know, this is really inspirational, and it really makes me just say, go for it. And if anything, the pandemic taught us is that you have to go for it, and time is so precious, and things, you know, you just have to go for your happiness. You just have to go for your happiness or your goals. So where can people find you on social media, Lisa, if they want to follow you and watch your growth and maybe eventually order?
Yeah. So right now I'm just on Instagram. You can follow it, Ivy Moon Mama. And I just have an email right now, which is mama2ivymoon@gmail.
Great. Spell out your Instagram for us, because I think you spell it a little different.
Oh, yeah. So it's Ivy with the little slash at the bottom. What's that one called?
An underscore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, underscore. So it's Ivy underscore mama underscore, no, I should have wrote it down. It's Ivy underscore moon underscore mama. Is that right?
Yeah, but you're spelling
Ivy
mama.
Moon mama. So it's Ivy.
How are you spelling mama?
Oh, it's M-U-M-M-A. So it's
Yeah, you're spelling it the British way, right?
Yeah, that's I guess so. I thought it was cute.
It is cute. And it stands out. And you guys, I'll be tagging her on my post this week. So make sure you follow me on the startup at Monique LeRae on Instagram, and you'll be able to find Lisa and Ivy Moon Organics. A pleasure, Lisa. I will be seeing you soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. All right.
Pleasure. And I'm enjoying this. Thank you for sending it.
You're welcome.
All right. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love. All right, guys. That was Lisa. And that's Ivy Moon Organics. And I think that's really great that she named it after her daughter. Already starting a legacy and a brand for the next generation. And that's what you want to do sometimes in startups, right? All right. We've got our international fitness guru, Justin Grimes.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Lex. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. We can see you. How have you been? Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Justin Gray, and I am a fitness instructor, trainer, coach, director for a fitness studio right now in Stockholm, Sweden.
Love it. Now, you guys, you got to know, Justin is originally from Boulder, Colorado, and he recently kind of launched this international fitness revolution of his own. I mean, tell everybody kind of what you did in the last 12 months during the pandemic and how you wound up going out to Stockholm.
Sure. So I am, I'm currently right now in Boulder, Colorado, waiting for my work visa to go back over to Stockholm for 2 years. But I've just spent the last 90 days over there and have enjoyed it. And really, it definitely evolved out of the pandemic and what I was doing here in Boulder, but I've been doing this here for the last 12 years, but I have a studio here in Boulder, Colorado, and the pandemic hit it pretty hard. I was working as a trainer and coach and as an instructor, and as we all know, the pandemic hit the fitness industry very, very hard, and I know you were in California, so especially in California, but as well in Colorado too, we were a little bit different. The restrictions came pretty heavily with group fitness and the one-on-one trainings within a studio. So I did go back to the studio here in Boulder and taught, but it just wasn't the same. It wasn't the same feel that I was used to. And an opportunity arose in Stockholm that I applied for. I applied for a position at a chain of studios in Stockholm, and it was very similar to the workout that I do now. But I went for it and decided that I wanted some adventure, some excitement out of this horrible world right now.
Yeah.
And was very lucky to receive it. So I went over for 90 days and, they hired me on as a full-time employee, and they are working, very diligently for me to get my work visa to go over for another 2 years. So I signed a contract and I will be returning. Fingers crossed, next week, and we'll be living in Sweden for the next 2 years.
This is an exclusive on LA Talk Radio on the startup that Justin Gray is. You're headed there for 2 years now, Justin.
Yes, at least a year, because I signed a contract for a year, but the work visa will be for two. So,
congratulations.
Hope to do the same over there. Thank you so
much. You're welcome. And I mean, I haven't seen you in about 2 years, maybe last time we were having a good time in Reno or something. I've been following your adventures there in Stockholm, and it seems like you've found your happy. And I'm kind of just saying that right now. You got to find your happy during this pandemic, whatever you were ever wanting to do. Maybe this is that moment where you just go for it.
Yeah. I feel I am very fortunate for what I am doing right now within the fitness world of, the type of workout I teach, because it is an international workout that's a very small community. So it's rather new. It is called the Legree Method, and it actually originated in Los Angeles or in Southern California area. But I've been out to Hollywood and teach, and I've taught a couple times, and been out to Asia. So this workout, the Legree Method, what I coach and teach, has kind of opened up a lot of doors for me. So I'm very, very thankful and grateful that I was able to 12 years ago take a certification and fall in love with the workout and then spread it all over the world. So I feel
nice. He's spreading something else other than COVID, everybody.
I haven't done that yet.
No, we don't want it. So tell me what this, and how do I pronounce it? The Legree method?
Yep, Legree. So it's L-A-G-R-E-E. It was invented by a man named Sebastian Legree, and The closest way I could compare it to would be a high-intensity Pilates workout. So it's in a group atmosphere, utilizing a machine, a very large machine that has a carriage, two platforms, slow movements, keeping the muscles under tension, usually in the form of a 45 or 50-minute class, and you are in class with probably about 10 to 15 other people.
This sounds amazing, especially if you're Zooming and you've got Zoom neck and you're StreamYarding and you're, you know, you need to get stretched out. I have a spin bike here I got from Amazon. I still need someone to set that up. I don't have that. This sounds awesome. So let's plug where people can find you on social media. And if they want to get you before you run off to Denmark.
Stockholm. The easiest way to get in touch with me, and that's the thing about social media, is that you can always keep in touch and always see what I'm doing, as you have done and what I've seen what you have been doing. And I feel like you and I have seen each other a lot, but in person, it's been a couple years. But my Instagram is Justin Gray B Town. So that's JustinGrayBTown. That is Justin Gray B-Town. And then I also have a website, and that is justingraymmt.com. So www.justingraymmt.com. So I have my website, which kind of focuses on the workout that I coach, and my Instagram account, which kind of is everything. It's my arcs, it's my personal life, and my career. So it's a good way to kind of definitely keep in touch with everything that's going on in my life.
Well,
maybe that's bad.
No, it's perfect. No, well, I mean, it depends on how much you share. So.
I share what I want to share. That's right.
That's it. Well, Justin, thank you for making time.
Absolutely.
And excited to cross paths with you, you know, as I'm doing the pandemic film, the documentary. Maybe I'll shoot up over to your part of Europe and see what up. Maybe I'll take a class, you know?
Yes, you get to take a class without a mask on, too. So it's a little bit more enjoyable than it is here in the States.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, I'll be wearing my mask, but I like that I have an option.
You will have an option, Monique.
I like options. All right, love. Safe travel. Check in.
We'll see you, Monique. Okay. Absolutely. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, you guys, that was Justin. And if you're looking for a unique workout, it sounds like it's Pilates to the umpteenth degree. It sounds like it's Pilates squared, but check him out on all the social media, and I'll tag him on Instagram. And if you're not following me, I don't know why you're not. Check me out on Instagram at Monique Lorray, L-O-R-E Stinson, or at the Startup with Monique Lorray, or on Cap Aquarius Media on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Wait, Cap Aquarius Media is actually on TikTok, so check that out. And hey, you know, if you still are checking out anything on YouTube, follow my page. It's Latch He Kid Films by Monique Lorray. And you'll see the startup on there. We upload all the time. And we're also, you know, still showing the Pandemic Project documentary trailer. So check that out. It's an extended trailer. We're currently still in edit with the film, and we're hoping to get it out by end of spring. And we'll be featuring it at some film festivals, and we'll make those announcements as we have them. So thank you for our continued support from people who do that. And we're currently still casting and producing the international version of that, which is called the Pandemic Film. And it's a documentary as well. If you have a story, if you're an essential worker, startup owner, small business owner, survivor, and you just want to tell your story of how you've survived this pandemic or what you've been through, we would love to hear your story. So you can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And I always ask you this every week. What will you start up today? Be well, be safe, and I'll see you next Sunday, guys. Have a good day. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Lorray, only on LA Talk Radio.